Hello again. Several of our records from the dance band days this evening are on the shorter side, so if we get a move on, we may get an extra record in. Anyway, let's see. First note comes from Janet. That's just Janet of East Yorkshire, who asks if I can play a dance band recording with words of the Austrian composer Ralph Benatsky's In Grinzing. I recall we've had the Jack Hilton purely orchestral version. Well, now here's Ray Noble's August 1934 recording, still for the most part orchestral, but Al Boley does sing a chorus.
Just a garden of laughter and song, for the dreams of my heart will at last come true in Grinzing back with you.
Al Boley and In Grinzing. Annie Howard of Cambria Road, London, asks if I could say hello to her mother Margaret for the birthday, her birthday, on August the 4th, and thank her and her father for their help when she moved recently. And what's more, Annie says she's becoming a fan of the dance band days. Hasn't been up till now. You see, we convert them all in the end. Good for you, girl. Apparently, Mum likes Carol Gibbons. Well, here he leads the Savoy Hotel Orpheans and Brian Lawrence in Page Miss Glory, a Harry Warren movie title tune, as a matter of fact. Phil Cruz, I know, will also enjoy this.
Wish or two. When I want someone to tell them to, what do? I page Miss Glory. When the stars grow bright, I sprinkle all the shadows with their light to add a little bit of romance to a lovely night. I page Miss Glory. I've never seen a sunset
a rainbow in the sky that ever could compare with the glory of your eyes. So when we're apart and I begin to feel the teardrop start, and when I get that empty feeling way down in my heart, I page Miss Glory.
Carol Gibbons and Brian Lawrence in November 1935. Now we have a fair bumper bundle of tunes from 1937. The first of them is requested by Mr. Dennis Neves of Hastings in Sussex, and it's for Harry Roy's recording of an Irving Berlin song from the movie On the Avenue, You're Laughing at Me. Mr. Neves says that he seems to remember that the vocal chorus was sung by a lady with a somewhat exotic name. I think your memory plays you tricks, sir. Mind you, it was back in the days of Dance Band Days on a Sunday, wasn't it? The vocalist is one of the saxophone players in Harry Roy's band, by name Abe Romaine. Perhaps that is exotic.
But I haven't a chance. You've got a sense of humor, and humor is death to romance. You're laughing at me. Why do you think it's funny when I say that I love you so? You've got me worried and I'm all at sea. For while I'm crying for you, you're laughing at me.
Orchestra with Abe Romaine And you're laughing at me. The second of our 1937 records is an Ambrose leftover from the anniversary special, which we had back in June. L. Saunders of Hall Green in Birmingham would like On the Isle of Kitchimaboko, or as Evelyn Dahl sings it, Kitchimaboko.
A big surprise for you. All the women down there go wild by nothing but cocoa. Say, did you ever think what a nice little drink would do? Oh, there's a lady who dances down in Kitchimaboko with a necklace of beads and a great big gorgeous smile. When she wiggles her hips, she drags the fellas all over. She's the tropical top down on Kitchimaboko. You'll hear her softly sigh, hello, ow, which means goodbye. Oh, but I'll bet you'll never go. Everybody's your pal if you are wealthy or broke. You can linger a while down on Kitchimaboko. Oh, boy, look at that gal shake. Yeah, man, what a body. Don't all rush at once, fellas. Oh, what a woman. What a woman. You'll hear her softly sigh, hello, hello, which means goodbye. Oh, but I'll bet you'll never go. Everybody's your pal if you are wealthy or broke. Oh, you can linger a while down on Kitchimaboko.
It's Ambrose and Evelyn Dahl and On the Isle of Kitchimaboko. And the last of our 1937 numbers is for R.W. Knight of Castle Vale in Birmingham, who's trying to research other sides of records. Can't help you with the George Scott Wood title, Mr. Knight. The other side of Henry Hall's Sugar Plum, if you mean the one that is sung by George Elric, well, that is a number called The Morning After. And the other side of the Bram Martin recording, as you know, of Ten Pretty Girls is Night Over Shanghai, which you'd like to hear. I wonder why you call it the B-side. According to The Matrix, this was recorded before Ten Pretty Girls. Besides, in my view, it's a much superior song. Well, Johnny Mercer wrote the words, didn't he, to a Harry Warren tune. And as I recall, it's a special favourite of the vocalist with Bram Martin, Gene Crowley.
The dreamers who never awoke, they're gone like the driftwood, gone out of sight in the darkness. All the Shanghai in the
It is a good song, Night Over Shanghai. The Bram Martin Orchestra there, the voice of Gene Crowley, who still works away on the other side of the Atlantic. Into the 40s we go, this one requested by Roy Heal of Orpington in Kent, who would like the late Frank Weir, fine clarinetist in the Artie Shaw mold, leading in early 1946, I think, his big orchestra with strings, playing that old standard, You Go to My Head. The Frank Weir Orchestra, and You Go to My Head. August the 4th, next Thursday, is the anniversary of Monty Ray's passing, and I'm always reminded of it by his friends George and Flo Sr. of Rotherham, and the Mrs. Cutton and Hazel of County Street in London. George and Flo, while your choice is a lovely record, I have it, as a matter of fact. Having just Al Bollington at the organ, it's perhaps more suited, I think, to the organist entertains. So this time, may I play the choice by the Mrs. Cutton and Hazel, which is from 1944. It's Amour, 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 and the orchestra is conducted by Al Kendall.
I adore you. Amor, amor, my love. Would you deny this heart that I have placed before you? I can't find another word with meaning so clear. My lips try to whisper sweeter things in your ear. But somehow or other, nothing sounds quite so dear as this soft caressing word I know. Amor, amor, my love. When you're away, there is no day, and nights are lonely. Amor, amor, my love. Make life divine, say you'll be mine, and love me only. De ti, nació de mí, de la esperanza. Amor, amor, amor. Nació de Dios para los dos, nació del alma.
Monty Ray, remembered by his good friends, Miss Cutton and Miss Hazel and George and Flo Sr. August the 4th is a date they won't forget. August the 5th, I'm reminded, is the birthday anniversary of the Dance Band Days. Is it really? But we don't make a fuss about it in case someone says we've been around too long. Well, you keep the requests coming, and I guess we'll try to keep answering them. But let me thank you all for your support, those who been with us from that August Sunday in 1973, as well as those who have discovered us along the way through the years. In times past, our signature tune was at the Woodchopper's Ball, the Joe Loss version for a long time. Well, I have a sequel to it here. In fact, it's a request from one of those long-serving listeners who just wants to be known as Tom from Walsall. Joe Loss it is, with the Fur Trapper's Ball. Thank you. Well, there we are. Joe Loss and his orchestra and the Fur Trapper's Ball. Very like the old woodchoppers, wasn't it? In fact, I have a suspicion that there's a listener who wants the other side of it, which is Sue, Sue by Ray Noble. So, on the eve of our 15th birthday, once again, many thanks to all of you. Join us again next Monday for more Dance Band Day's requests, or stay with us for music in the big band style right after this evening's cricket scoreboard.